Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Starting Monday, Dave and Fionnuala.
Do your job.
We're here now and we are committed to the bit. We gotta do it. So over the last few weeks, just give you a brief recap how things can snowball and get slightly out of control. The guards were on a big campaign of, hey, shine up and be a guard. So they said they'd send us a guard. And we were like, yeah, class, get a guard in uniform in this studio. And we are going to ask them the very difficult questions like, can you park anywhere with double indicators / hazards? Apparently not. Don't know if I believe them. Even though they did go to college and they are a guard for a few years, I still think my methodology is correct.
That you can also still be arrested if they are not wearing their hat.
So then we got an invite to Templemore. Oh, if you think you know so much about being a guard, why don't you come and experience some of the training? And very enjoyable. But it made us realise, like, our work experience, it's a bit lacking.
It's useless. Let's be straight up about it now.
Hold up.
Come on now.
I grew up on a farm. I mightn't have hands to bless myself, but I have lambed sheep. I've pulled calves. I've put in bales of silage. That's useful, even though I won't go back to farming. And then I was working in a hardware for a few years and then radio.
Like, I made up games for kids when I was a babysitter. I was good at that. I was the world's worst waitress, and then I came into radio and have enjoyed it ever since. So our CVs would vary. We'd get a half page out of our CVs.
The good people of this show, though, said, hey, we have jobs that you can do. Starting on Monday.
John Paul from UPilot here. I've been listening to your show, and I hear you've been trying out different jobs. So I've got a challenge for you both. How do you fancy swapping the radio desk for the cockpit?
As if there wasn't enough planes falling out of the sky, we're going to be pilots on Monday. Then on Tuesday, Gary.
Well, I own Retro Valeton and Detailing in Alamode, County Kildare. Would you like to do a detailing end of things, or would you like to do a valeting end of things?
We ended up with a virtual handshake on the dirtiest car that Gary could find for us to clean out. Hazmat suits at the ready. Then we had a referee.
I'm a football referee. Do you reckon you'll be able to do it?
Ray Conlon, a.k.a. known as Skinny. He's reffed in the League of Ireland. He is super serious about his craft. And he has invited us to referee a soccer game with him.
We'll need to be forceful on those whistles.
And if that wasn't scary enough, then yesterday...
I have a proposition that I think the two of you should come to our Masters National School in Kinlaw and teach third class for the day. 29 lovely students.
29. That's how Dave and Fionnuala
do your job.
Look so far. Joseph Murray, show producer. Hello.
Hello.
What's our fifth job?
I'm not telling you.
What's our fifth job?
No, I'm not telling you.
Well, no, you have to, because we've the four lined up. We've heard what they all are. They're varying wildly. So we need something to kind of wrap the whole thing off with a big bow.
Yeah, there's 5 days in a week, Joseph, and we have four jobs. What's the fifth job?
I'm not telling you. I have no reason to tell you.
What do you mean you have no reason to tell us? Of course you do.
Because I think there's so much joy to be found in surprise.
No, I don't like that now at all, actually. I'd be more one for knowing what I'm doing, where I'm doing, what time I'm doing it at.
I didn't say your joy. I said my joy and the listener's joy in not ye not knowing what's about to come up.
Okay, you're retrospectively saying now that it's in your joy and the listener's joy. Are we not under enough pressure as it is, considering the jobs that we're undertaking, without the element of surprise?
I don't think so, because you have a week to prepare for all of these jobs.
No, we don't.
You do.
No, of course you do. To be pilots.
Yeah, you've a week.
And to be valeters and teachers and football referees.
You have a week.
People
are loads of time.
Training their entire lives to do these jobs, and you're telling us a week is enough and you won't tell us the mystery job.
Exactly.
Is it farming? Because on the TikTok, you just have half the population with Landinis and Massey Fergusons and John Deere's as their profile pictures going, farming, Dave and Fionnuala should do farming. They're no good at anything. Manual labour, they don't know what it is, do farming. Is it farming?
I'm not telling you. I'm genuinely not giving anything away about
Joseph,
this.
Okay, at this point, do you even know what job we're going to be doing?
Great question, Fionnuala.
I know full well what this next job is. I just think it's better for everyone involved that ye don't.
Did you hear a little bit of tremble in his voice? I know full well. I know full well. Do you?
I do.
I'm
enjoying
ye
trying to call me out about this, because I know and I'm very excited for what it is.
Okay, that's where we're at. The mystery box of jobs. Whatever day that will happen. But for certain we know. Starting on Monday, Dave and Fionnuala do your job. piloting, valeting, teaching, football refereeing, and
something.
Something. It's going to be a fun week. Starting Monday at 3 o'clock. Lord, help us and save us. It's going to be a great week, though.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.